There's a lot of evidence that kids who go to preschool are better prepared for kindergarten than those who do not. But a new study out of Tennessee's preschool program finds that preschool gains may not last. It's something called the fade-out effect. Other studies have also suggested that in some cases, the benefit of pre-K can be short-lived. As Seattle embarks on a city-sponsored pre-K program, and the state prepares to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to expand pre-K programs, we wanted to understand why the fade-out effect happens and what Seattle is doing to prevent it. Holly Miller is the interim director of Seattle's preschool program, and I asked her why the fade-out effect sometimes happens.
In this case of Tennessee, which was the study that you're referencing, I believe they haven't really pointed to the reason for this yet. They are trying to figure out why this may be occurring, and they point to several different possibilities, including a very rapid startup of their pre-K program, perhaps problems with the quality of the curriculum, and that sort of thing.
Seeing this results from the Tennessee study, does that concern you at all as we embark on pre-K here?
Well, I haven't had a chance to read the entire study yet, so I can't fully answer that question. But I feel quite confident that the elements that are in place in our program will result in good results for good academic outcomes for our students. I will also mention that we have a very rigorous evaluation process that will be going on for the first 4 years of this program, which, as you mentioned, is a slow ramp up. We are not, we only have 15 classrooms this year. We'll have 39 next year, 75 the third year, and 100 the fourth year. So we're not attempting to do a universal pre-K program from the outset like New York. But in that process, that four-year process, we're going to be looking both at how well we are implementing the quality standards that we put in place. Are we really doing the things we said we promised to do in terms of quality, and then what are the actual child outcomes? So we'll be looking both at process and outcomes.
It sounds as though quality is the key, but how do you define quality?
So there are many elements to quality, and I think we've touched on a couple of those. One is a evidence-based curriculum, which we have in place. Another is high-quality coaching, which we have in place. Another is highly qualified teachers, which we have in place. Another would be class size, which in our case is a class size of 20 with two adults supporting the classroom, and that also is a high-quality indicator. On top of that, we require all of the classrooms to have a rating from the state, their quality rating system, that puts them in a high-quality category. So I feel like we have all of the elements lined up here that will support good outcomes for kids.
Holly Miller, we've just been talking about pre-kindergarten through third grade. What do we know about the positive impact of pre-K after third grade, long-term, in well-designed programs? Is there enough research to tell us?
Yes. I mean, there are several studies, the most notable of which is the HiSCOPE longitudinal study that looked at many different positive outcomes for people, both as young people and as adults. I think that study is still underway, and the adults are well into middle age. So they experience higher levels of income, lower levels of any kind of criminal behavior or incarceration, steadier jobs, you know, all the sort of positive benefits that one would like all citizens to accrue as a consequence of having a high-quality education. So I feel like we're very much on the right path here. We will learn a lot as we go, no doubt about that. But we're being very attentive to the changes that we need to make, and we're not going to be in the least bit embarrassed to say, hey, this one element needs to be beefed up, or that one we've implemented incorrectly, or whatever. So I feel like we'll be paying very, very close attention to all the elements of this program.
That's Holly Miller, interim director of the City of Seattle's pre-K program. The first phase of citywide pre-K implementation has begun. 196 students enrolled this September.